Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 24th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 26, year B. Our readings today, Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 to 18, Psalm 146, the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 11 to 14, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come because You have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because You are worthy. We have come because You are here. Lord, empower us with Your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge Your presence and worship You alone. Amen. Lord, we have come to worship You, to bring our songs of joy and our words of thanksgiving. We long for our worship to be more than mere words, and our thanksgiving more than an act of the moment. May the worship we bring here last the whole of our lives, and our praises ring through eternity. We come to You because You have promised to set us free, to fill our lives with the blessings You have always given to Your faithful people. We come to You because You are our Creator, Sustainer, and Sovereign Lord. We thank You for Your word, and by Your Spirit we pray that You will equip us with the power to live that word. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 458. O love that will not let me go. Thank you. We pray the collect for proper 26, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, What is Required of Us? What is required of us? The songwriter Eden Habegg wrote a song called Nature Boy, which was recorded by the famous Nat King Cole in 1947. The song affirmed, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. John, in his first letter, declares, Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Love began with God at creation. The writer of the book of Genesis states, God said, saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. Genesis 1:31. Shortly afterwards, God demonstrated God's love for humankind when, after Adam and Eve disobeyed God, God in love punished them, but continued to love them. The writer says, And the Lord God made garments of skin for the man and for his wife, and clothed them. Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. God continued to demonstrate love for humankind, and also enabled humankind to demonstrate love for God and for each other. The Greeks' rich vocabulary had 8 types of love, each type capturing unique aspects of human relationships. The Greeks call the love of God for humanity and the reciprocal love humans should have for God and for each other, agape. Agape is the highest form of love. It demonstrates selflessness, sacrifice, and unconditional care for others. Agape is unconditional. That is, it is freely and selflessly given without expecting anything in return. Agape is self-sacrificing, putting others' needs and well-being before our own. Agape enables one to make sacrifices for the benefit of others. Agape is universal and inclusive. It is open to all and embraces everyone. In agape, we are called to love strangers and even our enemies. Agape is divine. It is the love of God for us. It is a perfect divine love that serves as a model for how we should love each other. St. Paul, as he tries to help the church at Corinth to understand and use the gifts of the Spirit, emphasizes that there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. 1 Corinthians 12, 4-6. In encouraging the church to use these gifts, Paul points to a still more excellent way. 1 Corinthians 12:31b. Paul points out that with the greatest gift, one is not satisfied unless the gifts are exercised in the context of love, agape. He goes on to give the characteristics of this love and identifies its place in human affairs. Paul writes, "Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends." 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 8a. Paul concludes, "And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love." Verse 13. In our Old Testament lesson from Ruth chapter 1, verses 1 to 18, we get an example of the love which Paul describes, the agape love of the Greeks. We are told that in the time when judges ruled over Israel, there was a severe famine in the land. Instead of trusting God to save Israel from the famine, which resulted from Israel's disobedience to God, Elimelech took his wife Naomi and his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, from Bethlehem in Judah and went to live in the land of Moab. Life was not kind to them in that land. Elimelech died and his sons took Moabite wives, Orpha and Ruth. After 10 years, both sons also died and Naomi was left without husband and her two sons. Without a husband or any male relative to support her, Naomi was destined for destitution. Eventually, the news came that the promised land was flourishing again. Naomi decides to return home. She has no guaranteed means of support in Judah. Therefore, she encourages her daughters-in-law to return to their own people, in the hope that they would be able to have new husbands. They both refused to leave her. Naomi pleads with them, pointing out to them that she could not contribute to their happiness as she could not give them new husbands. In response, Orpha tears herself away from her mother-in-law and finally departs with a tearful kiss. Ruth, however, clings to her mother-in-law. Naomi encourages Ruth to seek the benefits of returning to her homeland. Ruth loves her mother-in-law and has come to love her mother-in-law's God. In love, Ruth binds herself to Naomi and to Naomi's fate. She makes a declaration of love that is used even today in the marriage ceremony. Ruth declares, "Do not press me to leave you or turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. When you die, I will die. There will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me and more as well, if even death parts me from you. Ruth chapter 1 verses 16 and 17. Ruth declares her love for God and for her mother-in-law. In our gospel from Mark 12, 28 to 34, Jesus is in Jerusalem in the temple, where the chief priests, scribes, and elders of the Jews question his authority. The scribes, who were experts in Jewish law, the written law of Moses, plus the regulations that accompany the law. So one scribe posed a question to Jesus: which command is the first of all? Mark 12, verse 28b. What is it that God requires of God's people, first of all? What is the most important thing that is required of the people of God? Jesus answered, "The first is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." Mark 12, 29 and 30. As if to complete all that is required of us, Jesus continues and identifies our second responsibility. He says, "The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Mark chapter 12, verse 31. In his response to the question by the scribe, Jesus sets out what is required of all who believe in God, especially those who wish to be disciples of Christ. We are required to love God with all that we are and all we have. We are required to love ourselves as God's creation, as God's children, as those for whom the Son of God in love made the ultimate sacrifice of himself, that we might receive forgiveness of our sins, and therefore have the opportunity to receive God's loving gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life. In our epistle today from Hebrews 9:11-14, the writer affirms the superiority of Jesus. As the Son of God, Jesus is superior to the angels, to all the high priests and priests who serve under the old covenant. The writer contrasts Jesus' self-sacrifice that ushers in the new covenant with the animal sacrifices offered by the priests under the old covenant. In the light of the failure of Israel to be faithful to the old covenant, "I will be your God and you will be my people." In the light of the failure of Israel to become a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a people set apart for God, God in love sent God's Son. The Word became flesh to save us from sin and death. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews affirms that unlike other high priests, Jesus contributes his own blood, which has cleansing properties far superior to the blood of bulls and goats. Jesus is the Lamb of God and the Lamb from God, who is able to make that one full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Sins past, present, and future. The writer states, "For if the blood of goats and bulls, with the sprinkling of the ashes of a heifer, sanctifies those who have been defiled, so that their flesh is purified, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our consciences from dead works to worship the living God?" Hebrews 12, 13 and 14. We must acknowledge God's unending love for us. God sent his Son. Jesus, in love, gave up his divine nature, lived among us, taught, healed, and invited us to become a part of the kingdom of God. The hymn writer Isaac Watts responds to God's love, demonstrated by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, with the words, "Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love, so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." What is required of us? That we love God, love ourselves, and love others. We are required to love as Jesus loves. Amen. Let us pray. Give thanks to the Lord with your whole heart. Call upon his name. Lord, you set your commandments on the foundation of love. Inspire your church to display this devotion in thought, word, and deed. Give us grace to walk in your ways. Give thanks to the Lord with your whole heart. Lord, help us to build our nation on the foundation of your truth. Inspire men and women rooted in your wisdom to engage with politics. Give to everyone a good will, a willingness to work for the benefit of all. Give thanks to the Lord with your whole heart. Call upon his name. Lord, do not leave yourself without witnesses and people called after your name. Inspire those who teach, that the gospel may capture the imagination of the young. Give enthusiasm for living the way of your Son. Give thanks to the Lord with your whole heart. Call upon his name. Lord, you require us to extend our concern to all in need. Inspire all who work to relieve suffering and care for the sick. Give them hope in your enduring love. Give thanks to the Lord with your whole heart. Call upon his name. Lord, by your blood, you obtain our eternal redemption. Inspire our hearts to trust in your salvation. Give life everlasting to your faithful departed. Give thanks to the Lord with your whole heart. Call upon his name. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 1958. Love of God revealed in wonder. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service of God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of the Lord rest and remain upon all his people, in every land and every tongue. The Lord in mercy, meet in mercy all who seek him. The Lord comfort all who suffer and mourn. The Lord hasten his coming and give us his people peace by all means. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today and always. Amen. And we pray that you will have a very spirit-filled, productive, and rewarding week. Be safe. We end with CPWI 529. Lord, the light of your love.